Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
Hola, waka, chokma, all across the tundra. I'm also shouting out to the Yukon and the coast. Grady Deaton here, coffee at KYUK. And as usual, I'm excited. And as usual, I'm sharing my excitement with you. A little bit out of breath this morning, dealing with the slippery conditions outside. I hope everyone's being safe. This morning, joining me on the telephone are two special guests, local and national. On the local side, Alina Aluska, outreach coordinator for Tundra Women's Coalition. And on the national front, I have Lori Jump, a citizen of the Sault Ste. Marie Tribe of Chippewa Indians and director of Strong Hearts Native Helpline. Good morning to each of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, I'm the outreach coordinator for Irnam Daigayovat, the Child Advocacy Center.
And Alina, if you could translate my intro.
Alina Aluskak, outreach coordinator arunga for Irnam Daigayovat. Umaktali ay paglolorimk ak magnuhan inkilit inkilin kingun nakhluni. Kuyana for having us.
This morning we'll be talking about a couple things. First of all, it's a national month of awareness. Lori, could you set the stage for us?
Yeah, absolutely. So April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month that we, you know, celebrate each year to bring awareness to the issue of sexual assault, the impact that has on people that experience it, and how we can help. So nationally, we know from a 2016 study that was released by the National Institute of Justice that 56% of Native women have experienced sexual violence in their lifetime. And of those, 96% were at the hands of a non-Native perpetrator. So these are some very serious statistics that we want people to be aware of so they can be safe take measures to increase the safety of people in their communities.
Alina, yeah. Before you give us that yuktun, I also want to have you introduce Project Pinwheel on the heels of that. So go ahead.
All right, so my spiel this morning will be on the Pinwheels for Prevention, and I'll be talking a little bit about that. There'll be pinwheels around town and also in villages. So I wanted to have people know what they stand for. This month is also Child Abuse Awareness Month, so we as a CAC, all the CACs nationally, have prevention activities in regards to this Awareness Month, and it's a national event. We here at Irnam Daigayovat also have prevention stuff that, and I would normally I would be traveling and stuff like that, but anyway, we will have some safe activities that will be going on. So this month is also Child Abuse Awareness Month, tying in with the Sexual Assault Awareness Month. So, yeah, that's how we also look at it.
Yuktun?
Maich pakluhan kuta irnem taika yurvet chal CAC tawam nunach pamtnilu nunach paputilaklu ku CAC ni miklingornik talilal gai kutika yukngluta أختك لقو في مكانك مكرن غن أكنخت مرغن قلو قائم ختون أختوغا مخ كون غن خكون أختوغا مرغن دما كون كتير لقلو تدوش ما إسبكتن ميزبك نشون نيرو مخلوني مكرن غبط مغشك كاني شكاتنك توي أكنخت شكات مغشك كاني شكاتنك تن ميزبك نشون نيرو تكم نشون نيرو
I want to ask a bit about the Pinwheel Project. So I understand the my vision of pinwheels are those white, like maybe 12-inch or 14-inch long, maybe straw kind of thing with a kind of aluminum fan that mm-hmm. blows in the wind, right, and turns.
Exactly.
Tell me, are these the symbol?
An organization called to Prevent Child Abuse. This began in 2008. It's an organization in Florida that decided that representation through pinwheels, because kids love pinwheels, even adults, whimsy, lightheartedness, and it makes children happy. So they decided, this organization began their prevention efforts through pinwheels. So the pinwheels are blue pinwheels, and they chose the color blue because it represents it's like, what's that word? Like the uniqueness and like the humbleness. The blue represents that, so blue was chosen for that purpose. And the pinwheels are not the biggest; they're like maybe 6 inches across. And I think most everybody has them nationally. I know years back we had, when our weather was okay and stuff, and we were able to go around. We had our former manager put a lot of pinwheels on the snow. So it'll be blue pinwheels this year. There'll be some here in Bethel that will be visible, and then there'll be some in the villages as well.
I see. So we'll be seeing them around. And if we want to find out more about the Pinwheel Project specifically and about resources regarding that, how can we do that? And please don't forget Yuktun as well.
Yeah. Well, I have some brochures and I have pinwheels here. The brochures go with the pinwheels. What is in the brochure is explaining what the pinwheel represents and what it is. So I have a lot of that here at work, and I will be going around and distributing the pinwheels, including the brochures that go with it. Makutwani pinwheel at Kiuglimk, Mingu gluten, Tuyarat Sutale Kiugluni, the Tamagunik, Nuna Jorni, Hosumani Mantrishmi, a light shooting Tamagut, Tamagunik, so we Vartor Yugulren, Kiuglink, Dankovti, Umyok Narati, Maik, Pacting Mirvik, Ting Mirvikok. No ting mirvi wok maichpak, ting mirvi mi maichpak. Makutkani mikil ngubut, doi kwa muris kin kstarluki, kin kuruluki, auluk kat, kwan kut reminder ach kaulu. Tata makutkani tang kumtki, doi pikan kuruluki, kin muris kan kuruluki, mikil ngubut, auluk sukuluki. Tauna doi kriuglik, we wachtu yungalra pinwheel doten doi ganging khluni dang kufti kitama kutkhas tu me katsi nani time we takufti tu me katsi tama kun nasun ritna rati tali sukali karm ktapeng khtuk kali kam taum tauna pinwheel kangen kalarut khlugu tohun kali ka kun brochure kun kali kam taum
Lori, we talked about the pinwheels and their kind of lightheartedness. And also, in the beginning, we spoke about these both months of awareness, and you use a choice word that I think that at first I wondered, and now I think that as we speak of awareness, we also speak of successes and solutions and healing. And I know that Strong Hearts is involved in many of those solutions, and I thought we would talk briefly about the offerings.
Yeah, so Strong Hearts is definitely a place where we hope that healing can start for people who contact us. We are, you know, here to listen to what people are experiencing and helping them to process their experiences so that they can move forward. By calling us, you know, we now have three different ways to make contact with an advocate. They can call our number, they can text our number, or they can chat with us by going to our website. By doing those things, they're able to connect with a trained advocate who can, you know, provide them with education and information. They can help them safety plan, and it can also help them connect with resources in their community.
I'm glad you mentioned resources in the community, because I'm cognitive of the fact that sometimes barriers for seeking resources locally can be perhaps shame or knowing others. And I know that having another avenue to get to the same local resources but without that same barrier can be a great help. Want to speak just a tad bit about that?
Yeah, we do know that there are a lot of barriers for people when they reach out in their own community, and you mentioned them, you know, knowing somebody. You know, we like to say we are all related, and sometimes that can be a barrier for people when they know the person that they have to reach out and tell, you know, this thing that happened to them. But by talking with one of our advocates, hopefully we can get them to understand that they don't have anything to be ashamed of. They didn't do anything wrong, and that they certainly didn't deserve what happened to them. And by helping them process and understand that, we can help them open those doors to, you know, resources that are in their community.
Now, because I need to give enough time to Alina, I just wanted the shortest way to contact Strong Hearts about all of the offerings that that you offer.
Yeah, of course. Well, you can certainly reach us on our telephone. It's 1-844-762-8483. You can either call or text that number, or by going to our website, strongheartshelpline.org, you can chat with an advocate.
Thank you so much. Alina, if you could summarize that as well as, you know, tell us a bit about the resources that are available through Tundra Women's Coalition.
Una kwane lori akmakna ilautha kwakna Strong Hearts. Una kwane Strong Hearts sak ungulinuk imkut kwan akhnat kwastoikin kut imkut aknechtimalutin kwas umyomkht hun timmkht hun kwasukaimkht hun sutoi aknechtimalutin aiparmkht kwastoikitum kimumk. Strong Hearts satu kutwani ikayok ng tusini luting umiwik shenik ikayong talganik kwasu apyutong shenik matumtunginun juh akirtismung tunginun umiwik saramang tunginik ikayok ng yung aluting talisuk kay mong kayaga ko yukuniki kwasu tekstarluki biyukuniki kwasu ka website dat hun uhun computer akun kan chatar luki piu kuni ki dot piu ngaluki kal ri gufti ki khwal text ri gufti ki una khani number ka to lu 1-844-762-8483 da una khani dovut number amun kaya ga ri ngaluku khwal text ri ngaluku una sali strong heart for Strong Hearts Helpline.org. Ik ay pagniap tulog yung nakakatod computer akun pikata ko siyo doon tao na website ak pag kaulo ko tao ko tukani ikayok nilrit lit na ako malrit kala ko siya klinit siya kas abutin kakof siya abut siya kiyugak kaulo ki doi matumatus ha to ilini takak naksuni kwasu kasngo naksuni or tot na yuklan ilini sukala ko tumi taksuki nasun risk nga put kwasu ilaput talil rerula tamakuni piyumi taksuki so here at Irinam Taika Yorba, the Child Advocacy Center, our toll-free number is 1-800-543-3144, or if it's local, it's 543-3144. And that's for the Child Advocacy Center. Tundra Women's Coalition has their own numbers, and I think Anime is their outreach coordinator. For myself, I'm the outreach coordinator for the Child Advocacy Center. But I think Anna May had or will have her own radio show I don't know when that will be. I think it's sometime
Wednesdays,
this week. I'm
yes.
not too sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but anyway, like I was saying, Makutwani, we've asked for you to get pinquilet. Tikut kumati put talisu nunator nuniasik kun yasig upingalutung ayakt kataluke. Toiwa piu mut kuku ignemta aseruke aulukat mahun sutalihuankuta pitriaram tun yupiktacht hun kalaruti masumt hun inhko masumt hun tamana talipiu mut kuku. Pikan riuluku iskut sukusu ihnem nun mikilngum nun tutkaram nun litnaot kluki gmen nasun rita but kwankuta gmen ayagnil khat tiutin yul khat ni ayagnil khat daring yaq khat ni tohtang tukalu ting lit nrolal rit daring nroluku su makutsu mikilngung khmang kwankuta tang vagluta lit la sinnem pichtikia ram kwas kin kutsakat
I gotta cut it off because I'm sorry, Alina. We have 20 seconds for me to say thank you to you for being with us this morning. Alina Aluskuk, Outreach Coordinator for the Child Advocacy Center at Tundra Women's Coalition, and Lori Jump. Go ahead.
At the Child Advocacy Center.
At the Child Advocacy Center. And Lori Jump, Director of Strong Hearts Native Helpline. The crisis line for Tundra Women's Coalition, 1-800-478-7799. Thank you both for joining us. I only have time to say, don't forget to be awesome to each other, listeners.
Goyana.